Some people dream of riding rocket ships, climbing to the top of Mount Everest, traveling to far-off lands where they teach remote villages how to play Candy Crush on their iPhones. Then there is me. My dream? Much more epic. To arrive with my family at Disney World just as the park opens, allowing us to scamper about, deliriously riding whatever we want while unimpeded by crowds. In my fantasy land, we do everything in the park twice before most people get off the parking lot trams. There's a parade for us, triumphant music plays, park management declares we have broken a Guinness record for accomplishing 220 rides before 9 a.m. They give us each a medal and we recover in the medical tent while hooked up to IVs. This is my dream. Last weekend, I came as close to accomplishing this as I've ever been. It wasn't easy. To make it happen, I had to make a spiritual journey. I had to go to another place where I was transformed into a new person. I call him Lunatic Dad. Lunatic Dad rises before the crack of dawn, drinks about $45 worth of Starbucks coffee, and then proceeds to march about the hotel room, screaming like a drill sergeant. People, do you have no respect for yourselves? Do you think Small World will come to your pretty little behinds? Do you think the 15 million people going to Disney are going to let you waltz up to the teacups? Lunatic Dad stomps and taps his watch and sighs heavily when people take on unnecessary tasks like breakfast or brushing teeth or putting on sunscreen. Lunatic Dad breaks the sound barrier driving to the park and thinks that if he concentrates hard enough, maybe blows a blood vessel while holding his breath, the monorail line will go faster. And once Lunatic Dad makes it into Disney, as close to the opening time as he can, he doesn't shut up about it. See, he says, while racing from empty ride to empty ride, this is what we trained for. This is what victory tastes like. I am Lunatic Dad. An hour in and we already had 8 rides under our belt. 8 rides. I don't remember any of them. It was a blur. We were all exhausted, looking like we had hiked across a great desert, dehydrated, depleted, ready to go back to the hotel. But in my dream world, we had tasted success. Maybe it's time for a new dream. Maybe it's time to slow down, to retire Lunatic Dad, and then find a remote village needing to learn how to play iPhone video games. Or maybe we can get there just a little earlier next year.